Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Who's our favorite Canadian? It's not you, Sophia. It's not me, Zoe. It's one, two, three.
Keanu Reeves!
This episode is all about our favorite, me, myself, and I. Keanu Reeves, which in Hawaiian means?
Breath of fresh air? It's not that. I can't remember.
Oh, come on. You're the one with the facts.
Cool breeze over the mountains.
And isn't he just? Cheers to that.
Cheers to that, ladies.
Chin chin.
Chips. Potato chips. 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 I love the chips.
Anything to do with chips.
Chips. Chips. Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
I wanted to...
It was because we didn't have any glasses, so I thought that would be the only way to show that we were actually drinking something.
Today we thought... Okay, so to start this off, we thought...
Hey, Sophia. We don't really have an intro, do we?
Whatever. It's fine. Zoe... Earlier today, we were thinking about what salt of the earth, the meaning is.
The meaning of salt of the earth is like, you are just born from the ground, you're humble, you're down to earth.
It's a compliment.
Absolutely, it's a compliment. And I would say you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who's really, truly salt of the earth. And if you do, consider yourself lucky.
And consider yourself
warned. That person will be good to you.
But Keanu Reeves is someone we thought is the salt of the earth. Although, I find it really weird that people would say, oh man, they are really the salt of the earth. Do you not?
Yeah, I don't think people really say that.
Okay, cool.
I think they would say like, no, I guess you're right. I think you'd be like, oh, that Farmer Joe, salt of the earth.
Anyway, all that to say...
Disregarding what Zoe just said.
And cheers to that, lady.
Cheers. Are you ready? Chin.
Ew, slurping wine is so gross.
Yum. Well, okay, so before we even like rip into this, I wanted to bring up the fact that throughout my life and my experiences, me,
myself, and I.
No, but one thing I've noticed really, like, I am a Keanu Reeves
fan.
Yes, and Keanu Reeves. But.
That's the part that people omit in improv. It's yes and Keanu Reeves.
That's a trick. You just pretend you're talking to Keanu Reeves. It's like doing
works
that.
Every time.
Audience is naked. Keanu Reeves is in front of me. One thing I just wanted to say about Keanu Reeves, it seems to be the red thread through his whole, like, aura.
Raison d'etre?
Is that he is...
Canadian.
Canadian. Beer opening. No, people are obsessed with him. And there's, like, some celebrities who are fantastic. George Clooney, I don't know.
They are
Meryl
fantastic
Streep.
People.
But do people really get obsessed with George Clooney? No.
George Clooney.
people get really obsessed with Keanu Reeves. He's a cult figure. And what we'll be discussing this episode is that that is probably completely merited because he seems to be an incredible person and one that I, you know, would love to meet someday. Until then, I can only hypothesize and hope.
Sitting, wishing, waiting.
Watching, wishing, sitting, waiting by my favorite instrumentalist, Jark Jarnsarn.
Jark Jarnsarn.
Cut to the theme song.
But Keanu Reeves. Keanu Reeves also holds a special place in pop culture because he's one of these few celebrities that has also become a meme.
A few?
Yeah, there's not every celebrity that becomes a meme.
Not every, that's true. And Keanu is one of the proto memes, I would say. I mean, he wasn't one of the first memes ever, but he was one of the first celebs to become a huge meme. Yeah. And that meme, Sophia, is...
became a national holiday also.
But what is the meme?
Sad Keanu Reeves.
Sad Keanu.
Keanu. I can't say his name. I love him, but I always say Keanu or Keanu. Or
it is difficult.
It's Keanu.
But just think about the wind rolling through Keanu. The mountains. Keanu, a soft breeze rolling through the mountains.
So I actually want to start off this episode a little bit with a brief bio about Keanu.
Please.
Okay, so Keanu is a Canadian actor, producer, and musician. Musician. His acting career started back in 1985. His big...
Oh my God.
Kill me. His big breaks include Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure franchise, which, by the way, they still possibly are making a third. I didn't know that. Point Break, Speed, and more recently, The Matrix and John Wick.
More recently, The Matrix, about 25 years ago? Sure.
Okay, it was 1998 or 99, so
that's still like 20 years ago, babe.
Fuck. Okay.
But also, John Wick, like you said, and also Constantine, and there's a couple others.
I was just
there.
Saying big breaks, but yeah.
Well, you get one big break, typically. One big break.
One big break.
But one on that topic, 1991 is considered the year of Keanu.
That's the considered... year we're born, so no wonder we're
obsessed
with him.
I wasn't born in 1991.
Oh, just me. So he's older.
Oh my God. For the record, I'm like 20 days older than you. I think 23 to be exact.
I'm so young.
Oh, you just haven't seen the world, honey. You're too naive.
Okay, Keanu was born in Beirut, Lebanon, from an English mom and a Chinese Hawaiian American father. Mm-hmm. He didn't know his father that much. The father got arrested and abandoned his family pretty early on. I don't know if the arresting happened while...
Heroin.
Yes, it was heroin. But I'm not sure if that happened when Keanu was alive or if that was pre-Keanu.
Right.
Doesn't have much of a relationship to his father. Let's not get into that too much.
We're going to focus only on Keanu, Keanu, Keanu.
But I wanted to mention some Canadian facts about Keanu. He used to be a CBC youth correspondent.
That's right.
In the early 80s. That's all I got for Keanu.
And what was the show he was on?
Oh, and he also used to live in Yorkville, the Yorkville area of Toronto, and went to like four high schools in the Toronto area.
Yeah, he was expelled from one of them.
He was expelled from one of them, and just so we get the facts straight, oh my God, Zoe is just doing
I honestly,
fan art
I'm not
of
kidding
Keanu
you. I didn't even notice I was doing
this.
That. I didn't even notice I was doing God. That. What's the movie, The Ring, where the kid draws the scary pictures? While we've been talking this entire time, I've been drawing a page that just has Keanu's name on it and hearts everywhere.
That's a bit... I'll also say, before this episode, we tried to call Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne's agents. Tepid reply in that we got no reply.
Tepid meaning none.
But maybe you'll hear this. We also tried to reach out to the Keanu Reeves fan club.
Maybe you'll hear this.
Multiple times, and they didn't even get back to us. So that, I mean, they tried. I'll give them that. They responded to us. But anyway, it's a bit sad.
But I will say that our callers today are going to be people who, I just put like a call out on Facebook and said, do we have any Keanu Reeves super fans in the house? And we got some nibbles, and that's who we're going to be talking to today.
Something we didn't mention earlier also is that based on that Keanu Reeves meme that is sad Keanu on a bench, there is a national internet holiday dedicated to that day in which the photo was taken or became famous.
Yes.
And do you know which day that is?
July.
Clues?
June.
Clooney?
June?
Yep.
It's June or July. June, and I think it's the 10th?
No.
The 30th?
No.
The 29th?
No.
The 18th?
It's so close.
Okay, the 17th?
No.
The 19th?
No.
20th?
No.
I'm going the wrong way?
You're going the wrong
way.
Okay,
is it June 15th?
Yes.
And I celebrate it every year.
Should we reveal the chip flavors that we have right now set our predictions of who we think Keanu Reeves is most like out of the chips.
Yes.
Call, then decide after.
Okay, so our chips today are Keanu. We've got Neil Brothers Foods, established in 1988. Quote, extremely tasty. Pink salt kettle chips. They're just called pink salt. That's the flavor. Non-GMO.
Interesting that that's before the year of Keanu, 1991.
Exactly. So that's already a, if this were like an escape room type of deal, that would be a very subtle clue.
Mine, on the other hand, is Kettle Brand, cooked in 100% avocado oil. Himalayan salt.
Mm. So we've got two different kinds of pink salt, Himalayan salt and just plain old pink salt.
This one is not pink. It's just made out of Himalayan salt.
But the bag is slightly pink. Both of these bags are a little bit pink.
So we're deciding whether or not Keanu Reeves is more pink Himalayan salt or just Himalayan salt.
I think it's one and the same.
We can't do that.
We can't know that.
No, it's okay. They're different.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to guess that Keanu is more Kettle Brand because it's got that extra avocado oil and people like that stuff right now and people love Keanu. That's the only reason I'm saying that.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say we're doing less question-based episode here and just getting like personal anecdotes about Keanu.
Honestly, that's really what we're doing and there's no question that Keanu just rules.
Oh, absolutely. Should we call our first caller?
Let's call our caller.
Who should we start with?
I think we should start with Rye Guy.
Okay. Okay. So we're first calling our friend Ryan McDuff, dear friend, and he considers Keanu Reeves a good omen. Let's hear why.
Great intro.
Hello.
Hi, Ryan.
What's up?
Hey.
We're just talking about Keanu.
Keanu, our guy.
We're in studio at the Chip headquarters, and we're talking about Keanu Reeves, and we wanted to know what you got. What's your dirt on Keanu?
Well, it's not dirt so much as a pleasant encounter with the man.
Oh. Okay, before we get into it, tell us, where are you, what are you doing, who are you, what's
and
happening?
What are you wearing?
Well, I'm in Toronto, Canada.
What are you doing?
And again, what are you wearing?
Oh, right now I'm wearing a t-shirt that says Universal Studios Florida on it.
Amazing.
It's from the 90s, and it's pretty nice. And I'm in the office at work. It's Beer Friday, so I'm about to go get a beer soon.
Beer Friday? I like the sound of your office.
Yeah. I never usually join, but I'm going to do it today.
Good for you, Ryan.
Take the leap. Okay, well let's launch into your Keanu story.
Let's launch in. So
it's like a Keanu love line.
What?
This is like a Keanu love line that we're
just
doing.
Just call in and talk about how much you love Keanu. Mm.
Keanu. Mm. When I hear the words Keanu, the first day I was ever in Hollywood, California in my life.
Hollywood?
Which was in 2013. And I just arrived after driving across the country from Montreal, Canada to L.A.
Hong Kong.
And we were just road-weary fellas off to for a night out at the movies, as one does, to see Pain and Gain, the Michael Bay installment of that year.
Oh my God, I forgot about that movie.
I can never now, because as I was walking into the theater with our pal Fez, who do we see walking, just confusedly searching for a bathroom, but Mr. Keanu Reeves.
In the same film as you?
The very same theater?
No, theater. I thought that might have been the case, but it turned out he was actually premiering some weird small movie. But it just felt like such a good omen to see him as the first famous person IRL in the flesh.
Absolutely.
Day one, hadn't even rested my head under those Hollywood stars yet.
Yes.
And
yet you saw the brightest one.
Face to face with one. I wanted to know more, but in a sense, I got all I needed.
Oh, that is beautiful sentiment.
And I have a couple questions, Ryan. So, number one, what kind of emotion did Keanu bring out in you?
Take us there.
Bring us into the moment in your mind, the sensorial aspect.
And sensual.
I'm going to say initially shock. Surprise.
Initially shock. Understood. Registered.
Was not expecting that.
Now, were you a fan of Keanu's before this incident?
As much as the next person, I would say.
Would you say a lot?
Ryan, I also have another question for you. So I collected a couple of Keanu Reeves quotes throughout the years. And, you know, he's been famous. His big break was in 1991, as we were just discussing. And I wanted to see if I read you a quote, if you could try and guess in which year Keanu Reeves would have said this quote.
Between the years of 1991 to today?
Well, actually...
his whole life.
The first one being in 1987 to present.
Mm.
Okay.
You're just going to give it your best go.
I do know all of my years, so should be able to nail it.
And this was collected from the website MrReeves.com.
Ask Reeves.
which I actually run, so this should be easier.
Okay, the first quote is, I've been to a couple of clubs. I like to dance, but not hot tubs. No champagne.
Yes, young, spicy, like Keanu.
Mm-hmm. You're close.
Dipping his toes in, but like still has a level head on his shoulders.
Still got one foot in that street hockey game back in Canada. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm going to say that's 94 Keanu Reeves.
What a guess.
Do you want to know the real answer?
Yeah.
That one was 1987.
Whoa. How old is Keanu?
I believe he's in his 50s at
the moment.
I believe
he's 48.
Oh.
Or maybe he's 50. Okay. Wait, what year was he born? 72? 71?
Oh,
check it out.
1964.
64?
Which makes him...
really good.
He's a
so
specimen.
So good looking. And he looks good for his age, but... anyway.
He is... Okay, I just did this on my calculator and definitely pressed the wrong button because it said he's 1,853 years old.
But that brings us so perfectly into the conspiracy theory that Keanu Reeves is immortal. Yeah. Wow, you couldn't have set that up better for us, Sophia.
The calculator just malfunctioned because it knew it was
it
talking
knew
about
we were talking about it had Keanu Reeves. Voice recognition. It knew we were talking about Keanu Reeves.
Any comments?
Okay, Ryan, I have a question. Have you ever heard the term salt of the earth?
I have.
Would you describe, out of all the celebrities that you have come across and, you know, that you've read about, et cetera, would you say Keanu is a salt of the earth type of guy?
100%. That's the vibe I got from him while he was searching for the bathroom at a movie theater.
Mm. Spreading his breadcrumb trail made out of Himalayan pink salt on the way to the restroom in that Hollywood theater.
Just searching for that urinal or salt, you never know.
Ryan, I'm going to send you off with one piece of advice before we let you go. And let me tell you, we don't want to let you go.
No.
Our last piece of advice of the day for you is you go into that Beer Friday and think about Keanu. And just ooze Keanu. on Beer Friday.
And I'm going to give you one more piece of advice that's partly a question. WWKD.
What would Keanu do?
Thank you, Ryan.
You're quite welcome.
Good day to you.
Love you. Bye.
May Keanu be with us all.
May he. I don't know how to hang up your phone.
Okay, let's open these chips, and what we're going to do is rate them, review them, and sign off with Steph's really beautiful story at the end of this episode.
Perfect. So let's open these up. I'm going to open the Neal Brothers.
Oh my god.
If Keanu is the person that brings me to life, these chips are the ones that are going to put me to bed. These smell so rotten.
Oh my god.
They smell really, really stale.
No.
They smell like something that you would probably put into your housing if you were building a house.
They smell like clay from here.
Ew! And you know what's interesting? Salt is supposed to be like a preservative for thousands of years kind of thing.
There's not enough salt on these.
And yet we are professionals, and thus we must taste them. Chip cheers, Sophia, for the Neal Brothers.
Chip cheers. I'm really nervous to eat these.
Okay.
Ew, dude, these taste like clay. These taste like chemicals and clay.
Okay. These actually taste like some chemical you would put into building your house. Side note, we have had these in our closet for a year. So.
Ew. I'm not eating another.
No, you're right to do that. You're right to do that. Okay, let's open the other ones.
Hopefully. Ew, I hate that they're stuck in my teeth because it's just lingering.
Okay. So
that's so fucking.
But if
gross.
You can try to lick one of those and just get the salt factor.
No, I'm not gonna lick you. I can't do that.
Okay, well, you have to make a judgment by the end of this, so you might have to.
I can't tell you who's leading this one. Oh, my god!
So these have also been in our closet for you. These ones smell legitimately 100%, and I'm not saying this just to make a funny thing, like dog food.
Oh my god. Ew!
Okay, let's try
these. Why did we choose these to pair with Keanu? This is like an insult.
Because sometimes you have to take, you know what? Keanu's faced a lot of tribulations in his life.
Adversaries.
Yes, he's had a lot of bad things happen to him, and we have to, this is part of the saga of Keanu. What would Keanu do? WWKD with some nasty, expired, disgusting old chips. What would Keanu do? He would grin, bear it, and probably even look on the bright side. Am I right or am I right?
You are right. And also, it's kind of convenient that they smell like dog food because he kills people in John Wick because people injure his dog.
Timely with. Yes.
Injure. They killed it. They killed a dog.
Okay. Mm. These ones actually, I don't know if it's a kettle thick packaging, but these ones don't even taste that bad. They're not fresh, but they're not as bad as the Neal Brothers.
These are both so disgusting.
No, I think these ones are okay. What's the expiry date on these?
It's on the front. Kettle, I'll say
these ones are only barely expired.
What's that mean by barely expired? Barely expired in our game is
No. These ones are expired by like a month.
How much are these expired?
Oh, the same. And when I said a month, I meant April. So
that is really not 1 month. It is September.
So 6 months.
6 months expired, each of them.
No, I like these ones. They're good.
Which ones are you eating right now?
I'm not eating those
The
again.
Kettle. No. And on that note,
should we call Steph?
I think, firstly, let's decide between these chips which wins.
I don't think there is a question.
There's
Keanu
no competition.
Keanu Reeves wins.
Keanu Reeves wins out of the chips, but wow. If I close my eyes, I can kind of imagine Keanu biting on those chips. Only kind of, because I know it's you. But let me tell you, the Neal Brothers absolutely lose big time.
I like that they're a family gig, but I'm going to say something. I would, if I weren't in a studio that I respect and love, I would toss them off the table.
And let me tell you, stick to tortilla chips. Stick to tortilla chips.
Do they do tortilla chips?
They do.
Okay.
And they're pretty good.
Stick to those, yeah.
Because those are disgusting.
Those were disgusting. And here's the thing. If I'm in a nuclear bunker, I've had these chips in there for, these are expired by not only, barely 6 months. You think I'm going to be happy? I mean, these, they smell like a cancer, if I'm being honest with you.
I hope that's not what cancer smells like. Because it's that bad. Obviously, Kettle Brand wins, but we want to sign off this episode on a tender, funny
note
story about Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, we're going to call one more person. Steph. You might recognize Steph's voice from a previous episode.
When she helped us taste vintage editions of Ruffles. Another circumstance where we had expired chips. But that time we bought them.
It was on purpose.
Hello?
Hi, Steph.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Who are you?
We're just gabbing about Keanu.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, my God. Yeah, great.
Listen, we want to know your Keanu story.
Okay. So, when I was in high school, me and two friends of mine wrote a play about basically just like about like people in high school, and it was like this girl having a crush on like this really popular boy, but also like wanting to befriend her girlfriend, but then like outing a big secret. And it was a comedy, and we wanted for some reason, we got in our mind that, like, the only person who could properly play this high school boyfriend was Keanu Reeves. So we were like...
Naturally.
Anyway, so we got in our heads that, like, we just need to find someone who knows Keanu Reeves, and then we're gonna somehow get him to be in our play, and he'll say yes, and he'll show up, and then we'll win Show of Hands, which was the name of our high school drama competition.
Oh, my God.
So, turns out a girl that we knew, her cousins, had an apartment that she shared with Keanu when he was in New York, which wasn't all the time, but was often enough. So, we basically wrote this pitch script to Keanu Reeves, or pitch email, being like, hey, Keanu, we wrote this role for you. It's like the role of a lifetime. Performing this show in Oakville in our Show of Hands Drama Festival. Rehearsal schedule is not super complex, so you probably don't have to be here for really long. Probably about 2 weeks, maybe. Also, one of the only other men that is in the play is a mannequin, so don't worry, you won't be on stage to anyone.
You're just going to be with a group of high school girls. This is a Show of Hands competition. Nothing weird about that.
Nothing weird about this. We wrote it. It's based on us. We're directing it. We're also starring in it. And you're our boyfriend. You are both one of our boyfriends and the other person who wants to be your girlfriend.
And so. And just to place this on a timeline, is this pre or post Matrix?
This is post Matrix.
Okay.
This is 2005.
Yeah, was a huge star.
So we sent him this email. Or we sent this email to his roommate, and the roommate responds like so politely, just being like, sorry, actually, he's pretty big. Like, he's a huge star. He for sure is not gonna come and stay in Oakville and be in your Show of Hands high school play. That's just not something he's gonna do. Unfortunately.
But was so polite about it, I bet.
So polite about it, but we were, like, shocked. We were like,
this must be a mistake!
How could he say no to this? It, like, really shook us. Like, we were like, based on everything we know about Keanu, for sure he's going to do this. Like, we just considered it
a done deal.
Like, a lot. Yeah, totally. So then we had to, like, recast, and it turned out fine.
Steph, to this day, are you a Keanu fan?
Oh, very much so.
And what?
My favorite movies are all his movies.
Why do you love him?
Because he's, like, I mean, when people talk about actors as, like, the best actor is a blank slate and then you could put anything on top of that, mm-hmm. It's, like, Keanu can just stay a blank slate and then whoever's watching is just, like, whatever you want Keanu to be, that's what he is, you know? Oh, he's, like,
wow.
So, it's so good. Like, John Wick, like, I love dogs so much. spoiler alert, a dog dies in that movie, and it's still one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. I mean, there's a website, apparently, even, that will tell you if a dog dies in a movie, so you know not to watch it. But I went into John Wick knowing that a dog was going to die, and I was still like...
But there's someone defending that dog's honor, which is important.
Yeah, and also Keanu, so...
And also Keanu. Steph,
yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that story.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much for somebody finally asking anything to say about Keanu Reeves.
Okay, thank you, Steph. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. So, let it be known, Keanu is a figure to be reckoned with.
I'm emotional.
Not. Take it or leave it. This has been a very deep and rewarding episode.
Yeah.
I can only hope that Keanu one day will hear it. And
I hope so, too.
You know, maybe... I'm going to be honest, I was really surprised that we didn't know someone who knew Keanu, because we're Canadian.
Everybody grew knows, up in Toronto.
Yeah, everybody knows someone.
Despite the fact that we're probably four generations apart, but besides the
okay,
point.
This is a recurring theme on this podcast. A generation is not 5 years.
Yeah. I don't think that Keanu Reeves is 4 or 5 years older than us.
A generation is typically 30 years.
Oh, I thought a generation was like 10 years.
Yeah, that I know. That's I know that you think that.
But I know.
Okay, we need to shut this thing down.
And we sign off on this
lovely note. Is he salt of the earth? Keanu. Keanu. Caricature. 2014. Keanu. 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 Keanu Reeves as a living god. I love Keanu. Keanu and Zoe forever.
That was Zoe's drawing that she's been drawing over the course of the entire episode. Good night. This episode was brought to you by hosts and producers
Zoe Robertson and Sophia LaPage, also not starring Keanu Reeves.
This episode was recorded at
Eggplant Picture and Sound.
This is a Sumo Audio production. Our theme song is by
Fez Gillen.
And our audio engineer is Deanna.
DD.
Morano.
Something else?
Great. What?
Review.
Oh! And and finally, guys, we gotta ask you one last thing.
Make sure to subscribe on iTunes subscribe on Apple Podcasts or whatever else. Let me try that again.
From the top. And remember to
rate,
review,
and subscribe
to our podcast,
JustChips.com, wherever you get your podcast,
Apple, iTunes, podcasts, and other ones.
Apple Podcasts, or wherever else you get your podcasts.
Toodaloo.
I just figured these would be good soundbite tips because they're dead to us anyway.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.